as I say to people who come to me inquiring about baptism. For me, baptism is a ritual that has been created by church as a way of connecting with faith and naming our connection with God. It doesn't create our connection. That's already there. God doesn't abandon us if we are not baptized. In fact, if we were to think that baptism by water is necessary for us to connect to God, as part of our forming process, we are forming in God's life-giving waters. As part of our birthing process, we are moved into new life by water through God. Our ritual of baptism is a ritual that allows us as church to celebrate the gift of life in a child and encourages us to name again our faith and determination to follow God's ways. We connect again to the beginning of creation as, through the very basic element of water, we open ourselves up to the refreshing splash of God's Spirit, reminding us of who we are and whose we are. As adults, just as Jesus did, we use the ritual of baptism or confirmation to say clearly our intention to change our living in ways that honor the love and direction of God. In this moment, we often experience the power of the Holy as we open our hearts up to the thin spaces between our world and God's, and we feel God's love that was always there with us and for us. In this season of Epiphany, a greening season of growing and remembering our faith, we revisit stories of the one who gave us the best example of being faithful and faith-filled people. Today, we see Jesus, this most faithful of men, joining in a common ritual. He knew that this was about to change, that he was going to stir up the old to make space for the new. But before he did that, he honored the old by engaging in it. Along with many others, he went to his cousin John in the River Jordan and publicly announced his faith and his promise to live by God's word. In community, with many others, not in a quiet corner by himself, he acknowledged the power of the Holy to change lives. Did you notice in today's story of Jesus' baptism that when he was baptized, the story said, "As soon as Jesus came out of the water, he saw the sky open and the Holy Spirit coming down to him like a dove. A voice from heaven said, 'You are my own dear son, and I am pleased with you.'" It didn't say that everyone saw the Holy Spirit. It said that Jesus did. This was a moment when Jesus met God in one of those thin places of life and felt God right there with him as he chose to follow God's love. In this public declaration, he experienced an intimate and individual connection with the Spirit that would fuel his living forward. In his choosing, he would find a new way to follow God's words into the world, inciting and encouraging people to do better. In our scripture from Acts, we heard Paul speaking to people who had been baptized. They said that they were baptized to make a declaration that they wanted to live differently, and Paul encouraged them to go further, to open their hearts as Jesus did, to allow space for the Spirit to inspire them to do and be more for God. What do these stories teach us today? I wonder if, in seeing Jesus taking time to honour the ritual of the past before moving into the future, we might see the work that has been done in 2019 of honouring two of our sister churches in Laverna and Youngstown, as their congregation chose new ways of being God's people. Jesus knew there was a different way coming, and so did the folk of these churches. Taking time to say a fond farewell to what was is often necessary before we can move into what is. I wonder if these stories teach us that we need to seriously get into the work that lies before us. Jesus used this moment to get serious about living the work of living for God. He was 30 years old at this point in time. We don't know what he did, how he had lived, what he had learned up until this point, but now he was ready. Now he was ready to commit to following what God called him to do. And because we revisit his teachings and stories, we know that he began to gather a community around himself and then say, let's look after God's people. Let's get folk to realize that what God wants us to do is to look after others. We are to teach that loving shouldn't be restricted by color or status, that everyone deserves to be fed and heard and cared for. Jesus showed people that it wasn't enough to say faith, you had to live it. When the disciples wanted him to feed a great crowd of people, he said, you can do it. When the opportunity came to teach to strangers, he didn't turn them away. When someone in need called from the fringes of society, he did not walk past, he stopped and listened. When he tried to take moments for himself, there were times when others invaded his space, and he didn't turn them away. He put their needs first. Where are the places and moments in the world today where God is asking us to get serious? To do the work ourselves of giving support, of listening to the voices, of putting others first. On this Sunday, when we remember Jesus' moment of commitment to God and God's commitment to Jesus, let us consider what we are committing to God's world. What stories will people tell in our future that will inspire them to join Jesus' way? Will we be seen as people who knew and know that God is always with us? Will we be seen as people who know God accepts each one of us as we are and loves us with all our imperfections? Will they see us as a strong community, willing to learn and live as disciples of the way and the word? Will they see our intimate and individual connection with the Spirit in how we look after God's people? Will they see us offering food and shelter and safety to those who need it? Will they see us as creation connectors, God's life-giving water flowing over the earth, creating ripples that replenish faith in all of the corners of the earth? Will they see us as people who have found themselves at a time of life when we were willing to move into where God wanted us to be? Let the light and wisdom of God's love and Jesus' teachings and example and the life-giving water of the Spirit move us forward into where God wants us to be. And may we have the courage to follow.